KP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. One or more gunmen burst in and opened fire inside a social services building in San Bernardino, California. Police Sergeant Vicky Cervantes tells KABC-TV they are looking for the shooter or shooters.
We've had reports of one shooter, up to three shooters, and we've heard multiple victims.
Paul LaCroix says his son, who works in the building, is safe after police cleared the place where he and others were hiding.
He says that the alarms went off and they were all told to hunker down and hide and shelter in place. And he says then eventually the police came by, took them out. He never heard any gunshots or anything like that.
A multiple number of people have been shot. There's no word yet on their conditions. The CEO of Inland Regional Center, Mary Beth Field, says the incident is in a conference area that had been rented by an outside group. White House says President Obama has been briefed on the shooting and has been asked to be kept up to date. Opening statements underway in the trial of one of six Baltimore police officers charged in the custody death of Freddie Gray. Ed Donahue has the latest.
His attorney says Officer William Porter should not be held responsible for simply checking on Freddie Gray. Gary Proctor told the jury Gray showed no signs of needing medical attention because he hadn't suffered the injury yet. Prosecutor Michael Schatzow says Gray's neck was broken during a ride in a police van and implied he was injured when the van slammed on its brakes. He added Porter is criminally responsible for failing to help him. Proctor says jurors may hope finding Officer Porter guilty will quell unrest in Baltimore, but his client committed no crime. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gray's death touched off demonstrations followed by rioting, looting, and burning on the day of his funeral last April. A U.S. official says an American civilian is being held by a Taliban-linked group in Afghanistan. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 157. This is AP Radio News. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the economy appears to be on track for an interest rate increase later this month.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen set the stage for a rate hike, telling the Economic Club of Washington the economy continues to improve. But she also stressed a rate hike is not a done deal, that policymakers will review key information at their meeting in 2 weeks before making a decision.
These data include a range of indicators regarding the labor market, inflation, and economic activity.
She also said that if the Fed waits too long to raise rates, it could prompt action quicker than it would like, something that could push the economy into recession. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Canada's new Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is being criticized for using taxpayer money to pay for two nannies to care for his three young children. Conservative leader Rona Ambrose says Trudeau ought to be paying his own child care bills. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.